This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We talk a lot about what was going on, especially in the years after World War II and all the shenanigans in which the government might have played a part, and also using possibly the cover story that we have ET visitations as separate from possible real ET visitations. Are we seeing this stuff happening in 2017? If we look at the paranormal and UFO fields in 2017... we'll look at all the crazy things happening in government that we just can't talk about because you'd want to hit your head against the wall because it feels so good when it stops.
Right.
Is this stuff going on now?
I think so. Look, all three of us here and the listeners, for the most part, as far as we know, are at a disadvantage when discussing these things. Even I, who was, you know, and I'm putting the quotes around there, an insider, you know, within the military and the greater intelligence community, I'm at a disadvantage as well to some degree because, you know, I came off active duty in 1999 and went into counterterrorism. I did a whole other bailiwick. And so we are the blind men with the trying to describe the elephant. So we have to say that, yes, this stuff is probably still going on. Why wouldn't it? And here's the thing about it is I've just described a scenario that could very well be going on that does not eliminate actual ET visitation. And for all we know, to some degree, the ETs play a role in it. They play their part in it. Or the ET visitation and issues are completely separate from it. But we're at the disadvantage because we're – all three of us here and the listeners, you know, we're outside of the what is going on. So, you know, it's hard to say with certainty, but that's just the way it is. What we were forced to just say, yeah, it could very well be going on, and that's the extent to which we can carry it.
That was really fascinating what you were saying before the break there about the role playing that takes place when recruiting people. Related to that, we've seen some releases from people like Assange and Snowden. Of course, now we think maybe those have been sort of warped by the media and the people who want to believe it and take it and spin it a certain way. But what's your take on Snowden? Is he the real thing, or is he one of these people you can trust to...
I have an interesting perspective on Snowden. For a couple of years, 2007 to most of 2008, I was doing contract security background investigations, essentially those people who were going to work for the government, military corporations, what have you, in the national security structure who required security clearances, folks like me and plenty of people without experience like mine. That was the rub. That was the problem. We're the ones investigating these background investigations so these people could be adjudicated a security clearance, okay? And I recall that what I hated, but I'm going to say it right here without being specific. Look, I'm a capitalist, all right? I believe in business, so forth, blah, blah, blah. I'm all for that. However, when it comes to national security issues and who gets security clearances, a typical American corporate business thinking has no place whatsoever in being involved in the adjudication of security clearances as far as doing these backgrounds, because when I did it, it was a cluster. It was a mess. It's the one job that I just ended up hating it. And I left in disgust because it was just a sieve that stuff could get through that shouldn't have got through. Now, to bring it back to Snowden, Edward Snowden, you know, how he got his clearance and you know, where he worked and stuff, he was a product of that process where you had contract people. Again, without naming it, the organization I work for, and there were two or three that did this, what they would do is they would hire anybody who could breathe and walk, and they would just give them, you know, they give them this double-sided one sheet of questions, and they have them go through these questions, and then they write up their report, and then this is what's used to determine whether the person gets a security clearance or gets it renewed. Now, you know, when you're a federal agent, the stuff that's in a security background investigation is the basic first step of every investigation you do. So you become pretty good at this stuff, okay, because it was, again, primary step one in any investigation you did. So every person I know who was a former professional, you know, in this case federal investigator, who had done these contract security background investigations hated the process that they were being forced to use. They would leave, again, in disgust because they saw that these things weren't being done right. What the companies that do these investigations are more interested in is making their dollar and just getting the stuff done, okay? They don't care about the nuances that pop up. If somebody's got something to hide, okay, if they're actually being moved to go work for any of the aerospace corporations and get a security clearance and get in there and say and sell secrets or give secrets, you're going to detect that through the subtleties in your interview and in your investigation. Well, you know, you were not really encouraged to take the proper time to do these things. You were just encouraged as a contract investigator to just get it done. Just go through the questions, get it done, right? And Edward Snowden was a product of that process. So there are issues that I and some others I know have with Snowden in that, you know, for instance, how quickly and how easily he ran over to Russia, okay? Is it possible that he had been acquainted with Russian intelligence prior to, you know, doing what he did? That's possible. Coming from my perspective, that's very possible. And if these background investigations were allowed to be done properly back then, I don't know if they've improved it now, but if they were allowed to be done properly by the right people experienced in doing this, Edward Snowden, you know, might not have happened. Now, there's that. I've said that from the perspective of a former federal agent and a national security guy. Now there's the issue of Snowden has put stuff out there that you kind of go, okay, that's, it's good to know that, you know, that's kind of interesting. Which leads then to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and, you know, some of the stuff he does. You find guys like me, you know, giving thumbs up. And there's this conflict. On the one hand, you know, my old federal agent knee-jerk reaction is that darn guy is stealing secrets and spreading them around, which is a bad thing. I'm not making light of that. But then on the other hand, there's the, you know, the human being who says, you know what, sometimes some stuff does need to get out there. So it's with Snowden, it's I'm of two minds. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, he was sent to the CIA Secret School for Technology Specialists, where he lived in a hotel for 6 months and studied and trained full time. So yeah. I think he had a little bit more than a couple of sheets of paper, you know, for his credentials.
No. What I mean is you mean as far as his background investigation or just his personal credentials? Yeah, I would agree with you. There's more to Edward Snowden than I think people realize from an intelligence community perspective. Absolutely. Yeah. But if there's not, if he was just a guy who, you know, a smart guy in what he does, just wanted to go work for that construct. And let's say if his security clearance was issued just based on one of these corporate type of background investigations that they do. Oh my God. I would hope that there was more done, but it's,
yeah, it seems like there was more done. Well, I mean, if you sort of look into a bit of the history with it, and I suppose if any of the movie can be believed, which seems to be fairly accurate, there were lie detector tests and interviews and tests and trainings and so on. But I mean, it does seem kind of interesting that he didn't really want to go to Russia, but just somehow ended up there, you know?
And and then let's talk the Russians. You know, I'm somebody who spent darn near every day of 12 years of my career targeted against the Russians.
Let's talk about the Russians and more. They're probably listening right now to Walter Bosley, Gene Steinberg, and Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, we have Randall Murphy as our guest co-host this week, and he's being very, very active. He's known as the usual suspect in the forums. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment or doing something else this week. We have Walter Bosley, author of Shimmering Light, Lost in an MK Ultra House of Anu. Shall we continue, guys? Randall, you had a further question?
Oh, I think that was just really fascinating stuff there that, Walter, you were sharing with us about your experience on the inside to some degree and some of your insights there. But really, I mean, you're here to talk about your book to some degree. So, you know, what's the real main thing you want us to get out of this? I mean, you've got,
well, first of all,
you're on here. Let's hear it.
Yes. Well, you know, we've been managing to cover, you know, a bit about what the book is about. It gets into, again, my dad had told me this story for several years, and I decided, you know, it's really time I address that. It'd been kind of out there. I've talked about it. I'd written the article about it. And I just decided, you know, okay, it's time that I really dove in and presented all the things that were part of the story that perhaps I hadn't talked about, things that I had gleaned after the last time I'd written about it. And really, that's what the book is my, you know, more thorough exploration of that. And as I did the, you know, was putting the book together, the research, I was discovering, you know, entire aspects that I had no idea, to be honest. You know, I had never looked into the specifics of Operation Paperclip in the U.S. Air Force, for example. Didn't realize that they were so hand in hand that really when you look at Operation Paperclip, as I said before, what you find at the heart of who was driving it, it was very specifically U.S. Army Air Corps / U.S. Air Force aviation medicine who wanted the German aviation medical scientists. That was the driving force. The original driving force behind Operation Paperclip that really made it happen. You know, after a few years in the Air Force and even talking with my dad, I had no idea. So that was fascinating for me. And then, of course, that led to the MK Ultra connection and how enthused and involved, again, U.S. Air Force aviation medicine was with MK Ultra. And I began to see, wow, maybe there's a connection here between my dad's weird tale and what these guys were doing with what, you know, originally was Nazi psychiatric science and this MK Ultra project when they were given a bunch of money and basically free rein, you know, hey, do it, go forth and, you know, do all your weird stuff. And then that led, you know, to American scientists saying, ooh, okay, we can have fun with this. And then here you have my dad's weird story. And honestly, as I say in the book, it can be explained by MKUltra and Cold War secrecy. My dad's story, it could have been, I'm not saying it is, or I conclude that it is. What I'm saying is I'm acknowledging that it could have been, what they called a planted narrative, because they were playing with that. They wanted to play with that to cover classified information. They wanted to play with the idea of planting a narrative in the head of a field agent. So they were playing with that at the time. They were playing with psychedelics, all sorts of things. And I felt it was, you know, necessary for me to go into that as a possible explanation for what my dad experienced.
I think that's really interesting. How does the House of Anu fit into this then?
Oh, well, see, that gets into when you look at when you do the analysis of the story my dad told about what and who he encountered, what you see are, how do you put it, what you see are characteristics of old fairy lore, the encounters that people had in ancient times and in past centuries with, you know, what they called the fairy folk in, you know, the Celtic culture. And a group of people known as the Tuatha De Danann, Okay. And what's very interesting is that Jacques Vallée in the 80s, when he was writing his books, and, you know, he talks about this in Passport to Magonia and his other books that he wrote after that, he kept coming to the lore of encounters with these people, these Tuatha De Dananns. And I go into that in the book a little bit, because some of the encounters that Vallée writes about, actual UFO encounters or missing time encounters, have some of the exact same things that my dad said he encountered when he and another guy stumbled upon some of these underworld denizens, one of them being this hollow tube that the individual carried and aimed it at the guy he was with, and the guy he was with kind of shut down and just was dead before he hit the ground. And Jacques Vallée and others have written about UFO encounters in which the same kind of thing has happened, where this being aims this hollow tube at the witness, and the witness is stung like 1,000 needles. And, you know, it's very similar to my dad's encounter, and this same thing is talked about in the lore of the fairy encounters.
So what do you think's going on there then? I mean, are we talking about some sort of unusual technology that is able to affect people's nervous systems, or is some sort of deception where, you know, he kind of points the thing and someone like a sniper off up in the side aims a microwave beam at them or something?
Oh, that's interesting. I would lean more towards, just some type of, you know, technology that the wielder of that thing, you know, has. Remember, it was either Asimov or Clark that said any sufficiently advanced technology would appear as magic, you know, to the untrained eye. I think we're talking about this serves the narrative of the idea of the hidden civilization that has this other technology is the obvious point there. But the idea that what my dad encountered is found in UFO lore, both before and after. Vallée writes about the story, I think it was Nebraska, I'd have to look, but a guy, describes this person with this hollow tube, and, you know, that's just a few years after what my dad encountered in eastern Arizona. And then you have the natives in the area, the Paiute Indian legends in this, you know, the greater, you know, Death Valley and into Arizona, Nevada.
We've got more to come, more excitement, even mysteries of Antarctica, and more with Walter Bosley, Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Randall is taking the hint and trying to be decorative about it. You know, we could talk about these stories forever, Walter, about all the strange things that have gone on, and never run out of source material.
Mm-hmm. Right. You mean as far as reflective of the ancient lore and the things that have gone on in the past? Absolutely. And, you know, I think that was, you know, Vallée's conclusion at the time, and his point is that, hey, folks, you know, and he said as much, there's been something going on here with these other people for a very long time, very specifically this group called the Tuatha De Danann. I think it's either, from my perspective right now, either these Tuatha De Danann exist, they're out there, or somebody is going out of their way to appear as such, which is interesting in itself.
Who are these Tuatha De Danann, whatever you call them?
They appeared from the sky in a cloud many centuries ago in Ireland, I believe. They came and they conquered the people that were there, who, you know, the human civilization, the Celtic civilization that was there. And once they made it clear that they had the superior civilization and they beat them in battle, they embraced them and kind of became, oh, You know, eventually they become, you know, these mythological god figures. You can find them in Irish mythology. But when you go back to the root, that was the story. They came from the sky in a thunderous cloud. They were there for a while. And then this other culture came and drove them off. Another strong culture, the Fomorians, I believe, if I'm getting that right. And the Tuatha De Dananann disappeared from the British Isles. And what's interesting is during the time that they were away, we go to the lore of the Americas and parts of Asia, and we see these figures that are interestingly similar to the Tuatha De Dananann of the Irish. And there's some things going on in those parts of the world. And about the time that in the lore of the ancient Americas, you know, we're talking the pre-flood type stuff, the early, you know, when the Aztecs and the Mayans and stuff would talk about the old ones and such, you know, in their legends, about the time that their version of the Tuatha disappeared, left them, we have the Tuatha reappearing in the British Isles. So it appears upon analysis that it could be that this culture, this other civilization of people, when they left the British Isles, they went to other parts of the world, and then they finally returned. And they ultimately, according to the lore, they went underground and decided to live in the subterranean realms of the earth. So right there, as you can see, is the root of what my dad was told. And that brings us back to either the Tuatha exist or somebody is going out of their way to appear as the Tuatha.
Wasn't that the Shaver stuff, Gene, the underground civilization story?
It's one of the underground stories, Richard Shaver. In his case, he talked about the remnants of people who went into the caverns when there was a catastrophe.
Right.
Thousands of years ago. And that's something that's the stuff of legend. You know, he wasn't the first person to write about that. It's just he called them Deros for the bad ones and Tiros for the good ones.
Right. Yeah, there's just this splendid low-budget movie that if you find the Shaver stuff interesting and fun, you've got to check out a film by a guy named Poke Runyon called Beyond Lemuria. It's a hoot and a half, and it has the Shaver lore, and the stuff, and, but it's a fun romp with the Shaver lore and the subterranean civilization stuff. Anybody who loves cheesy movies, I highly recommend this. It's a prized part of my collection.
Let me go to another group of stories we hear about underground civilizations. And that's the legends about Antarctica. And you had heard something about this some years back that you wanted to mention briefly. But, of course, just recently our old friend Tim Beckley came out with another one of these Admiral Byrd books where supposedly Admiral Byrd discovered this civilization beyond the poles or something like that. But what's the story about Antarctica that you were mentioning to me briefly?
Well, basically, and this is the reason why I'm interested in – you know, what's being bandied about, what's being talked about now is that in essentially due to a very mysterious event, series of events in the life of a friend who had passed away in 1989, I had reason to, you know, ask my mentor about Antarctica. And, you know, initially he wouldn't tell me, and then I was with the FBI at the time, I think. And then later on when I was in the Air Force, you know, the subject came up and I asked him again. And in 1997, 20 years ago, essentially all he told me was that back, this would have been after World War II, was my understanding, a huge hole had been found in Antarctica. And down in there, under the ice, they found huge, giant machinery that was very old. And the way he put it was that this, I guess the existence of it, the size of it, I don't know, the nature of it, which he didn't tell me, other than it was very old and it was gigantic. It supposedly scared the hell out of the people who found it. And he explained that this friend of mine who had died in 89, in 1960, had gone down there and had, when he was with the U.S. Air Force, this gentleman, and had done some classified work down there, and something bad had happened to him. He was in a hospital for a year. And that's basically what I was told in 1997. Now, you know, this was something that was told to me, you know, on the QT, and it was not an official briefing. I did not go to a vault and get this officially briefed to me with a dossier and all that, okay? This was something that was told to me by a man who's now dead. And, you know, I kind of just kept it to myself for years, and then over the years, you know, you've seen this interest, you know, they've talked about what the Russians have found in Lake Vostok and Antarctica, and I thought, that's kind of similar to what, you know, he had told me. And then, you know, in the last year, of course, we've had this virtually the same basics, is that something's been found under the ice in, you know, a cave or a hole, and, you know, there might be the remnants of a lost civilization down there. There's even a story about a team of scientists who went down there, and when they came up, they were catatonic at what they saw. You have all these luminaries going down to Antarctica, you know, Kirill, the Orthodox Patriarch, John Kerry, who at the time is Secretary of State, and he goes down to Antarctica on Election Day, okay? And you even have the stories of Buzz Aldrin. You know, he did go down there. Of course, he got medevaced out, but you have all these stories about what he may or may not have said about what he saw down there. It's all very interesting. I think there's a ton of BS that's being said and applied to this situation, you know, for people to milk as much opportunity out of it as possible. But all I can say is what I just described, what I was told, is that the hole was found sometime after World War II, and this ancient old machinery. And basically that's all I was told. I can't, you know, verify it, corroborate it. I haven't seen it myself. But I find it interesting that I was told this really 20 years ago, and it's pretty close to stuff that's being bandied about today. So was I told this information as kind of an inking the water to see if I'd run my mouth with something that I was told on the QT? I'm talking about it publicly now, but at the time is when that ink in the water would have been important.
Let's discuss this in further detail before we wrap up the show with Walter Bosley, Gene Steinberg, Randall Murphy, and you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have one more segment with Walter Bosley. Randall Murphy, known as Usual Suspect in our forums, is a guest co-host. Chris O'Brien will be back next time. And we're talking about shimmering light and all sorts of mysteries, such as the Antarctica mystery. Now, we've got all this crazy quilt stuff going on, Walter, and we're in the final segment now, so we kind of want to bring it to a summary. How do we prove any of this? How do we prove the story about Antarctica? How do we prove what the government was doing with mind control years ago? How do we prove if they did stage something like the Betty and Barney Hill contact?
Well, that's the trick. The hardest thing about Antarctica is really the way you can prove it is just you got to get down there. And we know how difficult that is. And that's to the advantage of whatever is really going on, you know, to whoever is doing whatever they're doing down there, is the fact that it is so difficult to get to and so difficult to be in as far as, you know, the kind of place it is. So they have the advantage where Antarctica is concerned. On these other things, we know, first, thanks to the Church Committee in 1973, we know that MKUltra existed. We can see the extent to which the CIA revealed they were carrying the program. We also know it's a fact that the U.S. Air Force was enthusiastically involved with their version of MKUltra. So, you know, you just got to do that tried and true FOIA request, FOIA request, on any documents with that. But I remind the listener that we are not England. We don't have a 50-year rule. And if something is determined to need to remain classified, it can remain so indefinitely in the United States. So, you know, you can try FOIA, but it might be one of those fat chance, you know, situations. As far as something like the Tuatha De Dananns or the, you know, supposed hidden civilization, fortunately, you know, we have people, spelunkers and explorers, who can go down into the subterranean realms and poke around in these cavern systems and see what they find. You know, they might find that the most likely places or places associated with the legend and the lore might interestingly be, you know, limited access. You know, you find something like that, that's very interesting. Now, it could be that it's because it's dangerous, but it's going to take getting out there and using the investigative tools and really, you know, don't take my word for things. Go out there and dig into it yourself. You might find other conclusions. You might find other evidence. You might find the opening to, you know, Shaver's mysterious world of the Darrow. But the point is, get out there and dig into it yourself and see what you find.
The only problem is, if you find the secret world of the Darrow and the Tarot, you may not come back.
Or if you find the land of the Tuatha De Dananann, you might not want to come back. And I will refer the readers to the Jerry Irwin case, which I talk about in my book, Shimmering Light, which Valet talks about in one of his books. You know, he was never seen again. But, you know, it brings to mind the movie and the play Brigadoon, which the American goes across the bridge and finds the wonderful Scottish village of 200 years before, and he decides he wants to go back and stay. So there's that to consider.
Of course, we had presented the account by the late John Robinson of an artist named Steve Brody, who in the 1940s talked about exploring mines with some friends, I guess in the Southwest, I don't recall where it happened. And they were captured by the Darrows and spent years as their slaves, as captives, till they got out.
Mm-hmm.
And the final part of the story was the comment from Mr. Robinson that Steve Brody had felt they were going to come and get him, and eventually he says he thinks they did. That one day he just disappeared. Some of it sounds almost like a Twilight Zone story.
Yes. It's so delightful. I love tales like that, even the dark, shadowy ones. It's what makes life interesting, to dig into all these things. That's why we're here at the Paracast.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. One of the best things about ufology is digging into all of the different theories, and it can lead you into adventure and intrigue and fiction, but it also has, it can go the other way and lead you into hard, solid science as well. And
yeah.
Learning about space exploration and what really goes on. So it's all wonderful.
You know, the ETs could be like the Bradbury story, the Toynbee Convector, in which the old man who was famous for traveling through time, and he came back and he told the world, we did it, we solved, you know, we cured diseases, we ended war, we built this perfect utopian society, we can do it, we're going to do it, let's just start now. And everybody, you know, said, this is great, and they gave up war, and they focused on curing diseases, and they built this utopia, and then the day came when Toynbee was very, very old, sitting in his wheelchair, and the world watched, you know, on satellite TV or whatever, and they waited for that moment where Toynbee's past self would flash across the sky in his time machine, and the world is watching, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and it doesn't happen. Nobody sees anything, and they turn to Toynbee, and he smiles, and he says, I lied.
I kind of expected that was where it was going to go, but boy, sometimes, you know, a lie with the best of purposes.
Uh-huh. It can make wonderful things happen.
Well, the thing here is, I wonder if sometimes the ET theory about UFOs is itself a lie, but in cultural conditioning, not like the Air Force or the CIA or some kind of black project doing it, but it's a lie to lead humans into space. We see the evidence of creatures possibly coming here, and thus we look spaceward. We look and we think, oh, well, we can now explore other planets. Wow, that planet may have the conditions for life on it. Wow, we can now take what was inspired by the Star Trek TV show, the possibility of warp drive, and get there not in 100 years, but maybe in 4 hours.
Right. I totally see your point, and that could be a valid possibility, that, you know, we're being torn beat by this idea that there's someone out there and such. However,
my gut tells me, my intuition tells me, and so does, you know, throughout history, that it might be more of a case where I think they're indeed out there. Maybe they kind of dip into our pool once in a while to do the same thing you just described, to motivate us to join them, would be the way I look at it, because I most definitely am convinced and think that they're there on myriad worlds. Absolutely.
Well, that's refreshing, actually, because, you know, with all of the sort of down on the ETH there that we tend to hear from time to time on the Paracast, and, you know, we know that there are people out there who have no doubt that alien visitation is a reality. And it's just a matter of, well, how is it being done and how does it fit in with all of these interesting things that you bring up, Walter?
I think it's a both-and situation. I think the things that, you know, I've proposed and others that are alternatives to the ET hypothesis, I think they're viable and they're out there. But at the same time, ET is indeed out there. I don't think one eliminates the other. I appreciate you guys having me on again. I look forward to the next time. My book, Shimmering Light, can be found where all my books are found. That's at Amazon.com on Kindle. And the printed versions can be at Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And occasionally you'll see me post interesting blogs on stuff at empireofthewheel.blogspot.com. Again, go to my Amazon authors page and you can find the links to that there and all the books. So thanks again for having me on, guys.
You can find us on Facebook. Look for two Paracast fan clubs, a group, and a community. Choose the one you want. On Twitter, we're known as the Paracast. And we have that special episode of After the Paracast you want to listen to with Monty Shriver, the fellow from Aztec, New Mexico, who basically disassembles the entire alleged crash case. That and more in After the Paracast is available if you are a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. We also offer a commercial-free version of this show and other benefits. We're going to get more content from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth very soon. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Walter Bosley, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me again, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.